Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Breaking news on 97.3 The Fan is powered by BetQL. Become a better sports bettor. Get smarter to beat the books. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today. Hudson Swafford continues to lead the Masters at 2-under par through seven holes. Ian Poulter, biggest name probably on the course, 1-under through two holes. Some of the bigger, Brooks Koepka goes off in about 20 minutes, and some of the other big names will probably be on the course in the next hour or so.
Brooks is going to be interesting to watch this week with that coming off that injury.
The knee, yeah.
The knee. I mean, I love that guy and pulling for him, but it's got to be pretty grueling on a repaired, you know, busted knee out there playing that course under that pressure. I did not pick him in my office pool or in my master's pool.
I stayed away.
I love him. I love him. I want him to do. I'd be happy to lose that $20 if he won the tournament because I absolutely love that guy.
All right, I'm going to explain why I was had a panicked moment on the Zoom call yesterday with Blake Snell.
Did you say something goofy?
No, I'll tell you what happened though, and
we'll get to that or something
right after. Well, I'll get to that right after. This check of traffic on 97.3 The Fan. So Padres lose to the Giants 3-2 yesterday. We've talked about how frustrating the loss it was. So a lot of fans, you know, on Twitter were voicing their concerns and frustrations. And some, I think, are fair. Others, not so much. And we can kind of go through that this morning, Woods. I want to talk more about it. But right now I want to focus on Blake Snell, who finally gave up runs with a Padres uniform on. Didn't do it in spring training. Didn't do it in his first start. But finally, on a ball that was hit to the wall, and I don't think was going to go over the wall.
I don't either.
Had Jorge Mateo not given it a little bit of a boost.
Kick it a little nudge.
Knocked it over. Gave up the two-run homer to Darren Ruff. Only runs he allowed, ended up getting a no decision. Still, really, pretty good outing, Woods. I know
damn good
he wants to go longer than five innings, and he talked about that. But
well, if he wants to go longer than five innings, let's make some plays behind him. Manny Machado, Ha-Sung Kim. I mean, the extension of those innings. I mean, you make a great pitch. You get an easy grounder to both of those cats. They both blow it, and he's got to throw a ton more pitches. Blake Snell has nothing to complain about.
I'm going to skip over some of the normal stuff of Blake Snell talking about how he needs to be better, more precise, be more efficient with his pitches. He talked about walking too many guys, and he did walk four. One of them was intentional, but he struck out eight. He allowed only two hits and two runs in his five innings. But he was asked that question, and you alluded to it earlier today, about is it frustrating when your defense, including Mateo, including some of the other guys, don't make plays that extend those innings and make it harder for you? Here's what Blake had to say.
Yes.
Yeah, it's frustrating. And it'll always be frustrating. But again,
what
the
is
big
frustrating?
Leaders are going to make mistakes every now and then, but they're going to help me too. So, you know, it's going to happen, and I'm aware of that. And it's, you know, next pitch, what can I do? There's no – you get upset, you're just going to dig yourself a deeper hole, and that's not a good thing. So, you know, just, all right, I got you. I can go another bag, another couple, whatever. So I just don't – get too upset. I think there's no reason to get upset unless you want to give up runs.
He always says the right thing.
I do love his attitude.
God, I do too. I need more of it in the game.
It is so accountable. It's such a great example for you know, younger pitchers who are kind of watching. Well, how this guy's won a Cy Young. What does he do? What makes him great? He holds himself to the absolute highest standard. His standard, I have come to learn here in just the short couple of months we've been covering him, is nothing short of perfection. I mean, he could probably throw a one-hit shutout for nine innings, and he'd come talking about that one hit and that pitch. I left that one up, and he banged a single to center. You know, I got to be better. I got to be better next time because that wasn't the perfect pitch. Oh, he wants to throw the perfect pitch every time he comes toward the plate.
Well, and that's the
standard he holds himself to.
You can want it all you want. You know, you can want it all day long, but he absolutely expects that of himself.
You also had the fun moment of Blake Snell collecting his first major league hit on an 0-2 count after the first two pitches from, by the way, we haven't even discussed it, Gausman.
What a pickup.
The pitcher for the Giants.
Jesus.
There's nothing fake about, you know, going up against that guy. He would have given any team in any offense trouble yesterday. He had slider.
He pitched his ass off on opening day. His bullpen came in and gave up seven runs, costing him the win. That's why you saw Kapler ride with him a little bit yesterday. He's filthy. I mean, and he was, I always looked at him as a guy that was a good, serviceable starter. I laughed when I said, "Oh, that's your number one starter, Kevin Gausman."
I told you. Expect in the series finale, it's probably going to be a 2-1,
yeah,
you know, 3-2 type game. Hopefully, the Padres are the ones that scratch across the runs. As it turned out, it was the Giants who did. But two really good pitchers going up against each other. But after the first two pitches, Blake Snell, who was 0-for-9 in his career and hadn't really shown us anything at the plate at all, ends up a nice opposite field single.
Remember, he made it a point when we had him on the show a couple months ago. He made it a point to let us know that he could rip it when he was in high school.
Yeah, singles only, though, he also said in the presser. We're singles only here.
So here's him talking about his first major league hit.
It feels good because I've been talking to Paddock a lot, and I let him know that I could hit, and he said I couldn't. And then I got a nice little knock, and I looked at him and said, "That's what I thought." So me and Paddock will be going back and forth with, you know, the hitting commentary and all the extra stuff that will go along with that. So definitely looking forward to that.
But it's nice to have initial bragging rights.
I mean, I'm batting 500 right now, so I don't know what to tell Paddock.
So that was good. He and Chris are having a little friendly competition, but then he also talked about going up to the plate to face Gausman, and the catcher, a guy he knew from Tampa days, Kirk Casale.
So good.
And
man,
and this is what he said about his strategy up there at the plate.
My strategy going up there was talk to Casale, you know, get back on good terms with my boy. I was talking to him a little bit. He asked me if I could hit. I told him no, and then I got a hit, and then he looked at me and I said, I didn't think I was going to get a hit. It was coming in pretty firm. But, yeah, I mean, I don't know. I feel like he spoke that into existence more than anything.
You're kind of the rope-a-dope, though, because he didn't even swing at the first two pitches. He made the catcher kind of think that he was probably just going up there, you know, not to get hurt. And then he kind of comes through. The last pitch was pretty much just cheese down the middle. And Blake just took a nice swing and drove it for his first major league hit.
Dropped the head. That's what he did. He threw the head and got a knock. So there you go.
But the it was the ending of the Zoom call that really,
oh my goodness,
was the best part. And this is where I started getting nervous because there were no more questions. There was a getaway day, so that you knew they were going to try to get out of there quickly and get on their bus to the airport. But Blake was having none of it. He was not done with his media session. And I'll let you listen, and then I'll tell you why during this I started to panic
a
little bit.
The first voice you're going to hear, it's one of the PR guys that kind of moderate the Zooms.
All right, Blake, thank you for joining us.
Time out. AJ, Dennis, y'all got nothing for me? Y'all just going to look this good and say nothing?
Say that again? Sorry.
That's what I'm saying. I'm saying AJ and Dennis got nothing for me today.
I got one. I'll follow up.
Come on. Thank
you. What are your early thoughts on just the rotation as a whole?
I think it's a very good, you know what's scary? I keep looking at Clev walking around all the time. Like, God, once he gets back, it's going to be scary. I keep looking at Lamet walking around. Like, oh my God, we got some arms here. I get pretty excited just seeing those two. But, you know, with Darvish, Morihone, Paddock, Musgrove, I mean,
we got some depth in the starting rotation. So I got to do a better job of going deeper in the ball games. You know, 4 2/3 and 5 innings, it's early, so I'm more light on myself right now. But as, you know, we start playing more games, I got to start getting a lot more, you know, depth in these games. But looking at, you know, the talent that we have and what we're going to be able to do with hopefully everyone, you know, growing, evolving, and, you know, turning into the players that they all should be and become. It's a fun, you know, it's fun to watch, you know, this starting rotation do what it's doing and what it's going to be able to do. So I'm really excited about it. AJ, that's a good question, baby. Dennis, come on, bring the heat.
You want me to ask a question just for a sec of it? I thought you did a pretty good job, Rudy.
Guys, thank you. Enjoy the rest of your night. AJ, Dennis, thank you for bringing it with the questions at the end there. We had some good questions before that, but y'all came in hot. Let's start this road trip off hot now, okay? We need some dubs. My people.
The goat. So this is why I got nervous. I was on that Zoom call, but I didn't have my camera on. I watched the end of the game while I did a 30-minute Peloton, and I was like still dripping sweat, and I looked
humble brag.
I looked terrible, and what if he recognizes my name? Oh yeah, that's the guy. I've been on the radio show there. Hey Ben, turn on your camera. I want to see what's going on at your. I can see Blake Snell doing that, and I started to panic. What if he like says something, and I've got to respond and turn my camera on, and I go, oh my god, I'm not dressed. I'm sitting here in my bathroom right now. Ew, that would have been bad.
Save Ben saying ew, by the way. I wonder, you would have been fine. You would have been fine. But you can ask a question with your camera off.
Yeah, you can, but if Blake is starting to pressure you to turn it on, what do you
the
do?
The fact that he calls people out by name, that made me panic.
Exactly.
All right, Blake, thank you for joining us.
Time out. AJ, Dennis, y'all got nothing for me. Y'all just going to look this good and say nothing.
So great.
I'm also a little jealous of the relationship that he's formed already with AJ Cassaville and Dennis Lynn.
I'm not a little bit jealous.
But they're on every single Zoom call. They don't miss one. That's what you get when you're a beat reporter.
Same here.
You're not on every single
Zoom call. I've been on one.
Ever.
One ever.
You've been called out for not being on Zoom
by AJ Preller. Now listen, have two kids. Come talk to me, AJ. You don't text me back, though, so yeah, it's circular. You want me on the Zoom calls, text me back when I say congratulations on the gig.
I don't want to be a apologist for a 4-3 start.
Why not?
Loss
because
yesterday.
It's really the only way to be. There's no reason to be upset right now.
However, am I wrong? When I see all you fans that are upset at the loss, did that not feel like the Padres just were not getting a couple of breaks? They hit so many balls to the wall.
Yeah, they have been all season.
Camposano maybe 2 feet foul. That would have been a go-ahead two-run double. The Giants basically hit one ball well. Yeah. It hit off Mateo's glove, went over the wall. They were pretty much dominated the rest of that game by Padres pitchers.
To quote the great Buddy Black, that is baseball in a nutshell. That's baseball. That's what happens. Benny, give me some. Let me give you. I pulled some numbers because that's what I do. You know me, big numbers guy. Tampa Bay Rays were in the World Series last year. You know what they're hitting as a team right now? The Tampa Bay Rays are batting currently .207. The Toronto Blue Jays, picked by many, many teams to have a, you know, really, really good season, .214. The Chicago Cubs have some real boppers in their lineup. They're batting .124 right now. I think they're below the hitters or the pitchers' average. The Oakland A's they're always expected to make a run. They're batting .168. The Braves are a phenomenal team, loaded top to bottom with talent. They're batting .170. The Padres right now are right there around the middle, 12th. You know, they're 12th, batting .248, OBP of .340, slugging .394. All these numbers will come up. You look at the very top of baseball. The lowly Cincinnati Reds are tearing the cover off the ball, batting .316. The team on base percentage of .400, slugging .602. Their OPS is .002 because there's no room for the one that should be in front of it, Ben. They're out slugging everybody. On base plus slugging is through the roof. It's the Reds. They will come back to earth and the cream will rise to the top. It always does. It's been seven games. There is no reason to panic. There's no reason.
Everything gets magnified early in the season because, honestly, yeah, 5-2 sounds way better than 4-3.
Sure.
It just does. It sounds like a huge difference.
It's like
I
said.
It's one game difference.
It's like I said this morning. You know, after, call it 6 games for some teams, 3 games for other teams, 7 games for other teams, there is not one team in baseball without a loss. Not one. The Reds are leading their division at 5-1. The Dodgers 5-2. Padres 4-3. The Astros, we knew were going to be good. They're 5-1. The Yankees are at 3-3. You know, the Red Sox 3-3. The Baltimore Orioles leading the East at 4-2. Do you think Orioles fans are beating their chest this morning, going, "Hey, we got a real shot here"?
The Dodgers lost to a winless team yesterday.
They did. They absolutely did.
The 0-6 Oakland A's got them in 10 innings, 4-3.
And listen. The other thing, too, is you talk about everyone's worried about the offense, worried about the offense. It is a touch anemic. Their run differential is +8 right now, buddy.
I want to talk about that in our next hour, specifically like where the Padres need to be getting this extra offensive production from. I want to talk about that. We'll also have more baseball at 8:35. Jesse Rogers from ESPN is going to join us on our Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad fan hotline. Save money the right way with Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad. Come visit us today in the Carlsbad Auto Mall. Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad. Find new roads. Coming up in our next segment, though, Take on Woods, our daily game of musical trivia. We have no qualifiers for a Vegas getaway to the Westgate, $250 food and beverage, private VIP pod. So call in if you'd like to try to take on Woods. All you have to do is tie him to qualify for the prize. You don't win, but you qualify for the prize with a tie. 833-288-0973. 833-288-0973. Half the show still to go. It's Ben and Woods on a Thursday here on 97.3 The Fam.